Hey there, friend. Welcome to Growth Against the Grain, the podcast, where it's really my desire that we seek Jesus in every single conversation, whether we're talking about marriage, motherhood, or everything in between. So if you're here for it, let's get started. Hey there, friends. Welcome back. We're back for real. Why do I say we? It's just me in my room. Me and my multiple personalities. I don't know. But here's a funny thing. I threw my back out. Literally, I have some patch on my back. I've gone to the chiropractor this morning. And I wish I had a really great story, but I don't. I could make one up. When I called my husband yesterday to tell him that I hurt my back, he said, "What did you do?" I said, "I actually don't even know. I wish I could say like I tripped over something or whatever. I think I ever so slightly like looked to the left. Like literally it's that ridiculous. And then I had the most massive pain I have had in a very, very long time. Like, you know, the kind of pain where every time you move, you're like, ow, ow, out. That's been me for the last day and a half. And I thought this morning I would wake up and feel better. I did not. I had the audacity to try to put a sweater on and it made things worse. So just the moment where I'm like, I'm feeling pretty good, you know, I'm 50, but yeah, I feel great. These things happen and humble me and I'm like, and never mind. But here's what is amazing. I love how the Lord works. I mean, honestly, right? I mean, have you had this happen before where you're like, okay, that's funny, Lord. I see what you're doing here. So this morning I managed to hobble downstairs and open my devotion. And this is how it started. Quote unquote, "Do not be discouraged today. Yes, you're aware of your weaknesses and failures, but for each of them, there's forgiving, transforming grace." Okay. Don't be discouraged. Yes, I'm abundantly aware of my weaknesses and failures. Abundantly aware of my weaknesses. I can't do things. It went on to talk about the passage in 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10, where Paul talks about the thorn in his flesh, you know, and he asks God to remove it from him. And then the Lord tells him this. You've heard it a million times. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Okay. So my back is this physical reminder that I am weak. Like, I know I'm weak. I know I can't do all the things, but we live in this world that tells us that we can do all things, right? We can do all of these things, but my back the last 2 days has been telling me that physically I need help. I physically needed to depend upon my family. I could barely put my shoes on yesterday. So every so often I sub at my kids' school. And so yesterday I was scheduled to sub from like 10:30 to the end of the day. So grateful. Although if I had left at 8 o'clock, I don't think this would have happened. Well, who knows? Because again, it was an ever so slightly turned to the left. So it could have happened just about anywhere, which would have been even more humiliating to happen at the kids' school. But I was so glad that I had time in the morning to get ready and everything. And then I go to put on my shoes and I was like, I can't do this. Like, I cannot put my shoes on. It was quite comical. I was home all by myself trying to do these things. So I was physically depending on people, although there was nobody here to help me do this. By the end of the night, I couldn't even take my shoes off by myself. Like, my husband had to help me. I could not make dinner. I had taken chicken out. We were going to barbecue chicken. My husband's like, forget it. We will do leftovers. I've got this. My daughter, I'm one of those ones that actually makes the lunches in the morning. I know there's a million ways to do it better and more efficient, but I don't do that. So last night I told Maddie, I was like, I think you should probably go make your lunch right now so that it's ready, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that in the morning. So like, there were just so many of these physical reminders that I was weak, There's things that I just could not do. And actually, now that I think about it, there have been moments like this more often than not. Recently, I've been sick and like I'm fine, but it hits me and I'm like laid out for 10 days. I started seeing an acupuncturist. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. And it's great when you reach a certain age where you're like, okay, I want you to look at everything. Like all my labs come back normal, quote unquote, like it's all normal, but things are not normal. Like a flu should not take me out for 2 weeks. As I'm saying all of this, I'm being reminded that the Lord has been trying to tell me, Michelle, you need me. Even though I think I'm like, Lord, this is all yours and I trust you, it's hitting me right now that maybe I am not trusting the Lord as much as I think I am. So this relaunch of the podcast, yay! Are you excited? Because I'm so excited. But this relaunch of this podcast is about exactly that. I know for myself that I need Jesus every moment of every day. And I don't want it to just be that I say like, I love Jesus. Like everything I do is based upon God's word. And I don't mean that like everything I do is perfect. I mean that my foundation is based on God's word. But I want to seek opportunities to include him in every conversation that I have. So real life example, I work a couple days a week at the store Free People. If you live in the United States, I think we have some stores in Europe as well, but it's fun. I so love it. It is a blast. And it gives me opportunities to talk to people that aren't believers. Like the majority of my world is Christians. And while there are still opportunities for great talks, when you're all basically like-minded, you don't have a lot of opposition, right? So I've had opportunities to talk with girls who work there that are not believers. And it's been so cool. But I kid you not, there was one specific time where I had a conversation. And do you ever have that where you're like, well, Michelle, that was weird. That was so weird. And that, based upon what you just said and what you just did right there, is exactly why people think Christians are weird. And I want to get over that. Like, if we talk about things that we like let's say, for example, shopping, you're like, oh, I love shopping, or I love this store. Like, you don't care if somebody else doesn't like that store. It's okay. There's a million different stores. If you're a Walmart shopper and somebody's like, yeah, but I like going to Target, you're like, okay, cool. I don't really care. That's not offensive to me. Or, you know, you talk about your kids' sporting events or how you met people at a sporting event. Like, that's not weird. Why, when it comes to church and meeting people in a church type setting, do we get weird? I don't know, but I want to normalize conversations about Jesus and not normalize it as in like white noise, like wah, wah, whatever, you know, we just talk about Jesus and it's meaningless. I mean, normalize meaningful conversations about Jesus. And I know why it gets hard, because the name of Jesus is powerful and it is convicting and I'm here for it. Like, that's what I want. I want my life to exude Jesus Christ and not just be like, I love Jesus. I go to church. I read the Bible. I do these things. And I know that I am not alone. I know that there are so many of you who feel the exact same thing. And as believers, our weaknesses, those, whatever they are, our physical weaknesses, our mental barriers, our whatever those weaknesses are, they aren't something that should fear. But rather, they should remind us of our need for Jesus. So like I said before, we live in this modern world that tells us, especially as women, that we can do it all. We can have the man, the kids, the job, all of it. In fact, you can even have all of it and not have any of those. Like, you can choose to not get married and not have the kids and have the powerful job instead. And that's going to be so fulfilling. And that's going to be all the things. And I'm not saying that if you're single, that's your attitude. But I hope you understand my heart here, that we live in this world that tells us that we can have everything, whatever it is you decide that is, whatever your truth is and whatever you want, we can have it all and we can do it all. But it's a lie, because we can't. We can't do it all, and we certainly can't do it all in our own strength, right? I don't want to do this life in my own strength. Heaven knows I have tried, and I fall on my face every single time, and I'm a slow learner that I keep falling, and then I go, oh, wait a second, I need Jesus. Every hour I need Jesus. I love that song. So I don't want to do this life in my own strength. And if there were to be a theme verse for this podcast, this season of the podcast, it would absolutely be this, Ephesians 6:10-20. If you've been in the church long enough, you know that this is the full armor of God, the passage that talks about that. And it's one of my favorite passages, but I love some nuances in here, and I love what the Lord has been teaching me over the last year or so is those things. So I have the blessed privilege of being raised in, not just in the church, but with parents who showed me a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so there is a huge privilege to that, but there's also a downside to that. And what that downside is God's word can become white noise. It can become just kind of like, yeah, I heard that before. And there is a tendency for me to miss things. And yet the Lord in his kindness has been opening my eyes to little nuances, big nuances that maybe I have missed before or I have just taken for granted. So there's one right away in verse 10. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. He doesn't tell me, hey, Michelle, okay, so I want you to be strong in the Lord, and I want you to be the strength, to be in the strength of your might. So be strong in the Lord and in your might. It's a great marriage. Those two together, you're going to be great. No, he's like, actually, Michelle, if you could lay your strength aside, because actually you don't have any without me, I want you to be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. And the way that we do that is by putting on the whole armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. Because friend, the devil, he is out there. And it goes on in verse 12 to tell us that, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So our battle, it's not against our brothers, our sisters. I have a post that I did last year. I think it's been about a year now. It's pinned at the top of both my Instagram page and my Facebook page. And it was when Target was coming out with their tuckable bathing suits. Let's just say it what it was. And it was in June of last year, and it was Pride Month, and there was just so much light, and people were banning Target and all the things. And sure, you can do that. That's fine, whatever. But my point was, our battle isn't against Target. Our battle isn't against the LGBTQ movement. Our battle isn't against these things in this world. Our battle is against Satan. Our battle is against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, of the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places here. Satan's domain is this earth. He can only be at one place at one time, but he certainly has an army of spiritual forces, evil spiritual forces. So this reminder that our battle is not against our flesh and blood. They might be a thorn in our side, but our battle is against something so much more powerful. So what do we do against that? Well, and this is what I love about the Bible. He doesn't just stop it there and he's like, okay, we'll figure it out. He's like, no, here's what you do. You take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day. Or be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand firm, stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith. Not in a few circumstances, but in all circumstances, every single circumstance. So everything we do, we need to take up that shield of faith. Yes. Because with that, you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit. Again, we're not doing it in our own strength. We're praying in the Spirit, because if you are a child of God, then you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Pray in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for the saints and also for me. So this is Paul talking right here. And also for me, he's saying, pray for me that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Friend, I read this the other day and I was like, wait, hold up just one second. Like, if we had a Bible Hall of Fame, Paul would be on that short list, right? Like, we all agree. And he is asking for the church in Ephesus to pray for him, that his words may be given, that the Holy Spirit would give him the words to open his mouth boldly. Well, friend, if Paul needs to pray for boldness to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, how much more do you and I need that? I mean, like, full stop right there. I need this. You need this. We need to be praying to boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel. So that's what I want to do here. That's what we're going to be talking about. So I started this podcast in 2021. If you are an OG, you've been here, you're like, okay, things have changed a little bit. Because when I started, it was with a focus on growing your business against the grain of the norm. I loved this title. It came out of a coaching call with my podcast coach. We were just shooting the breeze and kind of talking about things. And I said something about how my desire was specifically for women in the network marketing space to build a business against the grain of what their uplines and all these things. Because I was sick and tired of the way the sleazy, the slimy, the disingenuous practices that were going on, that I was seeing over and over again. I had been in that space for a decade or so, and I was just over it. I was so done with the, hey girl, like all of that. So that's how this podcast started. I made my faith known from the very beginning, and I felt like as it went on, like it was always there, but it was kind of like on the back shelf. I remember in 2022, I relaunched and I really shared that. Like, I felt like it was always in the room, but it was on the back shelf where I would just kind of pull it out as needed, as seemed appropriate. And then I'd put it back there. I wasn't ashamed of it. It just wasn't as much of a foundation as I really wanted it to be. So 2022, I relaunched. I was really just fine-tuning some things in the podcast. And really, business was a very minor pillar of the podcast once I relaunched. And I was kind of coming out of network marketing. I was done. I'd put in my time. It really had not done for me what I wanted it to do. And it had actually just been a bit more of a thorn in my side than anything else. If that's what you're in, great. Go for it. Do it. Be bold. Be genuine. Be authentic. But I also came to realize that I wanted to encourage you, my faithful listeners, to seek Jesus first and always, starting within your homes. So by mid-2023, I just really felt like I needed to put things in a different direction. And I did. I started that. And I really loved that. I rebranded in mid-2023, launched with a new name, but it just didn't seem right. In fact, if I'm honest, it seemed a little bit too me, Michelle, focused. And that was not my intent. I never really, that wasn't my intent. I just kind of wanted to make a turn from the network marketing. And I thought that would do it. Well, here we are, full circle. in December of 2023, I was like, okay, here's the last episode for now. I'll come back in January. And what's the proverb? You know, man makes his plan, but the Lord directs his steps. And here we are. It's April. I'm recording this in April. My plan is to publish this in the next few days or even week. I'm still trying to do a few things. I'm actually clearing out all of the past episodes. And some of you who are OG may be like, no, I loved them. Awesome. I'm so glad that you did. But the show's different now. And I don't want there to be any confusion for those who just find the show and they're like, wait, what's all of this about growing your network marketing business? It needed to change. So that's why. So once I can get all of that done, then this will launch. But I am so thankful. I really loved the content at the end of last year and where it was really focusing on our homes, our families, our marriages. And so I didn't really feel like it was fully time to walk away. Although I had told the Lord for a long time, I'm like, this is yours. Like, this is not my podcast. This is yours. And if you want to make it something more than it is, I'm here for it. And if you want it to be more of a ministry, I'm here for it too. So I love the name Growth Against the Grain because I always felt like it had so many meanings. Initially kind of growing your business against the grain, but there was always that underlying of growing against the grain of this world and having a spiritual connotation. So here we are. I'm back. Original show, different focus. Original show name, sorry, different focus. Different feel, different music. Hope you like it. Different vibe because, you know, your girl, I mean, I got pink hair. I'm a little bit rock and roll. I love that. And so I just thought this music was kind of fun and really more me. And I hope you're here for it. So here's how it's going to go down. I'm going to publish one show a week, one episode a week. Our focus is seeking Jesus in every conversation. Sometimes it'll be just me. In fact, most of this season, it will be just me. Sometime I'll have a guest. The biggest difference is that we're going to go to more of like a seasonal type podcast. When my kids are out for the summer, I'm not going to publish podcast episodes. I mean, seems like a no-brainer, but I really just, the time is fleeting. Friends, I have a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old, and it's fleeting. I'm going to cry, so we're going to stop. Same for the end of the year. I'm going to take time off. I'm going to enjoy that time and not feel stressed to publish episodes. I felt myself a bit more tied to the podcast than I really should have. And a lot of that's because I started in 2021 with big financial goals. I was going to monetize the show. I was going to sell a course. I was going to do big things. I wanted all the downloads. And the Lord was so faithful to bring you and bring the downloads. But the monetization, selling the course and all that kind of stuff, it just never happened. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, then I'm not going to break my back doing that. But I do have goals for this show. But this time around, I'm going to let the Lord lead. I know, shocker. I'm always like, hey, God, I've got this idea. Let's go. And he's like, okay. And sometimes that's what he wants us to take, that step of faith. And sometimes he's like, daughter, would you just trust me? Like, go do these things and we're going to see what's going to happen. I don't have a website set up. I don't have plans to send out an email each week. Let's face it, I was never really good at that. I'm not blogging. This could all change. I'm not starting a Facebook group at the moment. There will be ads because it's a way that I can recoup some of the costs to run the show, and I'm happy for that. But eventually, I wouldn't mind setting up a Patreon type thing with exclusive content. But for now, what you see is what you get. More than anything, this is God's podcast. I'm excited to see what he has in store, and I'm grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you stood around and waited around. In fact, some of you have been so sweet. You send messages on Instagram, which I'm not super consistent on, but I love it. I love the message I got recently, like, hey, what happened? Are you coming back? And then when I said, yeah, she was like, yes, I love your podcast. And so I hope that you like it now that's a little changed. But whether you've been around for a while or you're brand new, I have three ways that you can help the podcast get seen. So here they are. And they're not going to cost you a dime. So even better. One, I ask that you would pray. pray for me. Pray the Lord is honored and glorified in all that is said and done here. Pray that it is his name that is extolled above all else. Not mine, his. The second thing is share the podcast on your socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever you're doing, share it. That would be amazing. Make sure to tag me if you're on Instagram at It's Me, Michelle Castro. And in the show notes, we'll have my social links, which again, I'm trying to be a little bit better. I may start an Instagram link specifically for the show. We'll see. We'll see. Number three, the last thing. So one, pray. Two, share the podcast on your socials. And three, leave a review. This helps in a huge way. It is not just a way for me to see that you like the show, although I do love that. Really, podcasts are just like any other social content, like Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or whatever other things are out there, YouTube, whatever. They run on an algorithm that I won't even begin to understand, don't know how it works, but reviews not only help the show to be seen, which is a big thing, right? And the Lord, obviously, he does not need reviews, but he will use reviews to get the show seen. But it also helps me when I want to reach out to those big names on other podcasts, and maybe even not huge names, but big names, people, other people. So that's one thing that I look at is how many reviews these shows have. And if they have thousands of reviews, I'm not saying I won't reach out to them because I'm kind of audacious like that. And I like to do that. But there is a greater chance that I will be able to get bigger names and bigger shows when we have more reviews. So leave a review. If you like what you're listening to, then leave a 5-star review. That would mean so much to me because I want this, like I said, this is God's podcast and I want this to reach as many ears as possible. So friend, thanks for waiting around. Thanks for your patience. I am so glad to be here. I'll see you next week. In the meantime, I pray that you are seeking Jesus in every conversation. Hey there, friend. Thanks for listening to Growth Against the Grain. Check out the show notes for any links mentioned in today's episode. But if you're still here, then can I ask you to do me a huge favor? Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, find Growth Against the Grain and leave a 5-star review. This helps the show grow and reach as many ears as possible. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.